Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
In other words, Brian Campbell, back where he belongs with your Chicago Blackhawks. Well, I've had a chance to do it before, but let me say it again. Welcome home, buddy.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on again.
And I appreciate you being on. Looking forward to talking to you all season long. Here we are, just 2 days away from the opener. You've done this a few times. How many seasons in the bigs now?
I think this is my 17th year pro. I've got to go back and look at
17 professional seasons. So sometimes they have to watch Hossa and Soup because they'll wander off into the woods if they're not careful. But Wednesday night, it all starts again. Do you get butterflies on an opener? Do you get more up for it?
For sure. I think definitely always openers. You want to get off to a good start. It's a big game. It's kind of set the tone for the season. So big rivalry, obviously, and, in front of the home folks. So we got to be ready to go and get off to a good start.
Breakfast of the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. We have a listener question coming up that we'll do here in a little bit. I assume your family is thrilled to be back?
Yeah, everybody's happy. The girls are all excited. Obviously, the wife's extremely excited, but, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying being around for fall weather here in Chicago. So it's quite nice to be set and ready to go. And, I think the girls will be cheering loud.
Now, you've stayed in amazing shape, and you're as fast as you were when you left years ago, which is amazing. And I'm really looking forward to you and the hammer. I'm hoping that's the line. I assume it will be. Of course, once Hammer gets out of jail.
Yeah. I'm not sure who I'll be playing with yet, but, we got a good back end that anybody can play with anybody.
Well, that's true. But I'm really looking forward to you playing and running up and down the ice with your speed. Having said that, I'm 55. I know you think I look younger. Staying in peak physical condition, as I've always done, I get up in the morning, I have aches and pains. Do you have more aches and pains now that you recognize, or part of being in shape means you have less of that?
I think everybody has aches and pains, but it's kind of what you do to prevent them. We had a day off yesterday, so I kind of try to stretch a little bit, where if I was 22, 23, I wasn't doing anything that day. So just try to kind of keep the body oiled up a little bit more. So that's just takes a little bit more time to get ready for practice and games. But I enjoy doing it. So I think that's the biggest thing. If you're not enjoying doing it, then you're not going to have success at it.
What's the biggest advantage at 17 years that, you didn't have at 10 or at 5 years?
I'm a lot smarter now. There's a lot of things that I probably did wrong back in the day. So now I'm a lot more mature, and it's better that way. I'm enjoying my time and my life in this league right now.
Somebody told me that, and this makes sense in any sport, the longer you play, the better your instincts, right? So maybe the puck bounces in a particular way off of a particular board in a particular city or here at home, but you just know where you need to be on the ice, which saves a few steps, saves a few strides, all of that. And they used an interesting phrase. They said you can learn to be instinctual.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I know the league. I know most of the players now. Obviously, the new guys coming in, you don't know as well. But, I think you learn to be, hopefully be smarter than the other person and know what kind of, what they're thinking they want to try to accomplish, or, say a situation where you have a 2-on-1 against you and just trying to bait them into doing something that you want them to do, as opposed to what, what they want to do towards you. So I think, you try to, play a little cat and mouse game, even though the game is so quick. There's areas where you can be a lot more relaxed and not be running around as much as I probably did in my younger years, and a lot smarter with where I am on the ice.
Hey, Brian, I know there's some familiar faces for you coming back, but there's been an influx of youth onto this team. What's that been like, and who are some of the guys that have stood out to you?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's the young guys obviously keep you young, and it's fun coming to the rink and seeing them every day. And they're all really good kids, which is, you know, they all put the hard work in, the effort in. They want to learn, and they ask questions. And, you know, I know that that's what I used to do when I was younger. And you know, they want to get better every day, which, you know, I want to help them to get to that point. So, you know, there's a lot of good young kids coming in here. Tyler Motz played really well, and Forsling, the D-man that I've played quite a bit with actually in training camp, has been great. And, you know, I think Hartman's coming into his own now and stuff. So, you know, there's going to be some new faces, but I think they're going to play big roles on our hockey club.
You mentioned Mott, and you mentioned, you know, mentoring these kids. Who was your guy when you came up? Who was the person that actually took some time to set you straight and try to make you better?
I actually had James Patrick, who is now an assistant coach in Dallas, so we don't like him anymore, right? but he played, you know, he played for the Rangers back in, I think, probably the late 80s. He was a big guy, played for Canada on World Cup teams and in Calgary. He was a big time player, but he played till he was 41, I want to say, maybe 42. So, wow. You know, he kept himself in great shape, but, you know, a great player. He went to North Dakota, I think, for college. So he just had so much knowledge for me to pick his brain with.
Thanks to the people at MB Financial Bank, we got a Blackhawks autographed puck to give away here. We're going to give it away to Glenn Domovic, Domovic. Soup, what rookie prank got played on you when you made the NHL?
What rookie prank? I think there's you know, you hear the old things where you go skate around the ice by yourself. So that definitely happened to me early on, where they're like, okay, you go out and lead the team, and you're buzzing around skating two laps, and there's nobody behind you. You're like, solo by yourself. And I think the crowd is all just laughing, and all the guys, you look back at the bench, and they're all laughing there. So, you know, that's definitely a common one that you hope to learn before they try to pull that on you.
Are there updates to that? Are there new ones, or the classics get repeated?
I think the classics get repeated, and then the other ones we kind of keep inside inside our four walls of our room. But
yeah, no doubt.
You know what? In today's day, it's all, you know, I think there's a lot less rookie, you know, like, you're like, it's a lot like they're on the same page. I think we're all so entrenched on getting to where we need to be and winning games that, you know what, you know, a lot of times they have a rookie dinner here in the NHL, and that's it. You know, it's rookies maybe pay for dinner for some of the older guys, and that's it, because they're such a part of our family and we need them to be successful.
Well, and again, I think it's one of the things the Blackhawks organization does extremely well. So, Coach Q is going to be on later this week. You want me to see if I can get you some extra ice time?
That'd be great. That'd be great, Steve. I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. You mean Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Jeez, I should have had this down. What do you eat on Canadian Thanksgiving? Is it always moose?
Poutine.
Yeah, moose. All day long. No, we have a big turkey dinner. I kind of don't mind it, because then it's not as close to Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're not, like, sometimes you need to have a turkey dinner, and then you need to take a couple months off.
Right. Just got to lay down for a while.
Yeah, hibernate for a few months.
You know, Taser is so careful about what he eats. I understand that he is fed turkey ground up with a eyedropper. They just drop a little bit into his mouth like a bird.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I can believe it.
All right, great having you on the show. Great talking to you. We'll do a lot of that this year, and thanks for being on, bud.
Okay, you guys have a great day.